is Phil Nee, hoping you have a tremendous rest of your day. We'll be back your way bright and early tomorrow morning right here on the radio. And by the way, that ain't my truck. We're at 71 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, it is 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. An Inspector General report showing the FBI has not done enough to address failures stemming from the Dr. Larry Nassar sex abuse case involving dozens of minor athletes, some of them Olympic gymnasts. In a video posted on YouTube, Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz says the probe uncovered substantial issues in the wake of that case.
In 47% of incidents we reviewed, we found no evidence that FBI employees complied with mandatory reporting requirements to state, local, tribal, and territorial law enforcement agencies. And in 50% of the incidents, no evidence of reporting to social service agencies.
As Ukraine defends itself against Russian attacks, two U.S. officials now confirming to ABC News an American-made F-16 Ukrainian fighter jet crashed this week in Ukraine. A hearing today in Idaho for college murder suspect Brian Koberger. His attorneys pushing to have the trial move to another area, claiming they can't get a fair trial. This is ABC News. After dangerous temperatures baked parts of the Northeast and Midwest, the high heat now moving to the South. Record highs possible in Tennessee, North Carolina, and Kentucky. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan wrapping up a three-day trip to China with a meeting with President Xi.
The low expectation aim to simply keep communications open and on an even keel, especially ahead of the U.S. presidential elections. Sullivan's take on the trip:
to take stock of where we have made progress and what work there still remains to be done, and also how we can responsibly manage the difficult issues and the differences that we have.
With relations having soured over recent years, President Xi told Sullivan the two countries need unity and cooperation rather than division and confrontation. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
On light review site, Yelp is suing Google, claiming it uses an illegal monopoly to promote its own reviews. It follows the government's recent antitrust win over Google, Google denying the claims. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It's cloudy and 70 degrees in Richland Center. Mostly cloudy and humid today. Isolated showers possible through early afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Muggy with showers and thunderstorms likely after midnight tonight. Low 68. And a small chance of showers early tomorrow, then gradual decreasing clouds and turning less humid with a high of 80. And once again, currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the west at 4 miles per hour and our temperature is 70 degrees.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-through. Okay, we do not have a drive-through. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Today is Thursday, August 29th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association has announced President and CEO Steve Fries has lost his battle with cancer. Fries, who also served in the Wisconsin State Assembly for 16 years, died at his home in Hazel Green Wednesday morning with his family by his side. He was 64. Born in Dubuque, Iowa, Fries grew up on his family's farm in Hazel Green and earned a degree in political science from UW-Platteville. He emerged as a leader early on, championing rural Wisconsin issues. He served on the Jamestown Town Board and Grant County Board of Directors before he was elected to serve in the Wisconsin State Assembly, where he represented the 51st District from 1991 until 2007. In 2007, Fries was selected to serve as executive director of Circus World Museum in Baraboo, where he was instrumental in his efforts to maintain and grow the iconic museum. He also served as chief administrative officer for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, its subsidiary organizations, before joining Cooperative Network in 2015 as vice president. It was in his role that Fries was directed by the board to reestablish WECA as a standalone organization working on behalf of Wisconsin Electric Cooperatives. He also served as board president of Customers First Coalition before working on behalf of co-ops to ensure affordable and reliable energy for members. More recently, he was instrumental in the creation of the Rural Policy Institute, a nonpartisan coalition of organizations working to promote generational prosperity in Wisconsin's rural communities. In 2022, Fries was awarded a Special Ally of Cooperative Electrification Award, the highest honor presented by WECA and its board of directors. He was selected for his lifelong commitment to community as evidenced by his many years of leadership and service to state and local government, community organizations, and the electric cooperative industry. Hodden Shield Funeral Home and Crematory in Cuba City is handling the funeral arrangements, which are planned for September 6th through the 7th. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff today in honor of former Wisconsin State Representative James Seletsky, who passed away on Tuesday, August 20th, at the age of 75. Former Representative Seletsky grew up in New Franken and was a graduate of Preble High School and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point in 2006 after a career of more than 20 years in the energy industry. Representative Seletsky was elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly, where he served for two terms representing the 88th Assembly District during his time in the Wisconsin State Assembly. Representative Seletsky served as chairperson of the Energy and Utilities Committee, as well as vice chairperson of the Elections and Campaign Reform Committee and the Consumer Protection Committee. Services for former Representative Seletsky are being held today in Green Bay. Sheriff Clay Porter reports that on Saturday evening at approximately 10:30, a deputy of the Richland County Sheriff's Office conducted a traffic stop of a vehicle due to an equipment violation. After the suspect vehicle came to a stop, the driver exited quickly and began walking around his vehicle. After the deputy gave commands, he returned to the driver's seat of his vehicle. An officer of the Richland Center Police Department arrived on scene and deployed K-9 Teddy. K-9 Teddy alerted to an area near the suspect vehicle and located three baggies containing a white powdery substance that the driver had thrown from the vehicle after exiting. That powdery substance later tested positive for cocaine. The driver, Carlos Suarez Umansor, was placed under arrest and faces felony and misdemeanor charges. Sheriff Porter would like to remind all that if they wish to report crimes or drug information, they can contact Richland County Crime Stoppers at 608-647-CLUE, that's 608-647-2583, or submit a tip at p3tips.com. Those utilizing these resources can remain anonymous. Former President Donald Trump will campaign in Michigan and Wisconsin as his campaign efforts in a handful of the battleground states ramp up heading into the Labor Day turn towards the fall election. His visit today to Michigan will be his third in the past 7 days. The Wisconsin stop is in the evening and will be a town hall in La Crosse starting at 6. It will be his first since he attended the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Michigan and Wisconsin, along with Pennsylvania, make up a crucial set of swing states known as the Blue Wall that Trump won in 2017, but that Democrat Joe Biden flipped on his way to the White House in 2020. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz will be in Wisconsin on Labor Day. Walz was in Milwaukee last week for a campaign rally with Vice President Kamala Harris during day two of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. The Minnesota governor and his wife, Gwen, will visit Milwaukee Monday as part of the several Labor Day events for the Harris-Walz campaign to highlight unions in battleground states. Harris will be in Detroit and Pittsburgh on Monday, with the latter being a joint campaign appearance with President Joe Biden. COVID-19 activity is running high in Wisconsin. That's based on wastewater data, hospital admission, and lab testing. State epidemiologist Tom Hopp said late summer, COVID spikes are now the norm.
That could be due to the fact that people's immunity is starting to wane from last fall's vaccinations.
The new booster shot is rolling out, and Hopp says it should be effective against the current strains going around. Experts recommend everyone who can get one should get one.
Everything appears to be covered by the vaccine, that it should be a good match, and it should offer very good protection against COVID-19.
More people are landing in the hospital with COVID-19, with COVID these days. Hopp says that's likely because last year's boosters are losing their effectiveness. Construction is paused across the state to ease travel over Labor Day weekend. However, drivers are told to remain cautious and expect slower traffic in work zones and along major travel corridors. Peak travel times are expected between 1 and 7:30 today and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow. Travel over Labor Day weekend is expected to be busier than last year. While the cost to travel is cheaper, gas prices are still a concern. Right now, the state's average price today is $3.23. That's 30 cents cheaper than it was this time last year. Experts say the best time to hit the road will be early in the mornings, as traffic is expected to be crowded in the mid to late afternoon and early evening hours, particularly today and tomorrow. Drivers are also reminded to be courteous of emergency responders and roadside assistance workers who may be on the road helping those in need. And remember, don't drink and drive. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign runs through the holiday. Amazon will be using local builders to create its new warehouse in Cottage Grove. According to the Capital Times, state and local leaders are pushing for the giant to use local contractors and companies. The distribution center will be at the corners of Highway T and N. It will be 3.4 million square feet and is expected to create 1,500 jobs. They're set to break ground next month. And the Special Olympics Wisconsin Fall Games return to Wisconsin Dells. More than 800 bocce, flag football, and softball athletes from across the state will return to the Woodside Dells Sports Complex on September 6th through the 8th. An opening ceremony at Chula Vista Resort will welcome them. Competitions will begin Saturday at 9 a.m. A full schedule of the events can be found on the Fall Games page of the Special Olympics Wisconsin website. More than 100 volunteers are still needed for multiple roles throughout the weekend, and each will receive a free t-shirt. WRCO News Time is 1218. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin.
Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Dr. Douglas Bull.
My role at RAMC is as an ophthalmologist that encompasses medical and surgical care for visual problems. I'm able to see the joy in people's faces on the next day after surgery on their post-op visit and how much improvement their vision has developed since the surgery. It's never lost on me how important that is to patients.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 72 degrees at 1221. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Sextonville was the oldest high school in Richland County. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to information in the Richland County History Room at the Brewer Library, in the files on schools, this one about Sextonville. The article reads, "Oldest High School in the County Closes." The Sextonville High School, the oldest in Richland County, has been closed because of a lack of teachers. When the school was ready to open on Monday of last week, no teachers showed up to work and carry on what would be the education. Edna Stibbins, English teacher, telephoned in her resignation, and Principal Clarence Ott resigned to accept a position in the Lone Rock schools. No other teachers were available, and the matter was put to the state superintendent. His name is Callahan. He ordered that the school be closed and that the students in the high school should now attend either Ithaca or move to Richland Center. The Sextonville School dates back to the year 1851, when a small building was erected in the village. The first teacher was Margaret Ingram. The small building was in use until 1860. Then a two-story building was erected. The citizens had decided to open a high school, and Professor Henry W. Glazier, who was teaching in Richland Center, was engaged there to teach. In the fall of 1860, the school was established and has been a permanent institution all these years. The building was erected in 1860, becoming then too small by 1882 that the district built a larger one, 40 by 60 in feet, and two stories in height. The site had been building set for $3,500 in expenditures. Professor Glazier continued as the head of the school. Later on, as the present story would read, this white brick building became what was housing for the schools that were erected. The lower grades will continue and they will function throughout the years. Many prominent citizens have attended this school as both boys and girls in the years that have gone by. Records show that the school year was 1941-1942. The school building went on to be used for elementary grades for some time thereafter, but the Sextonville School building was eventually razed now about 20 years ago in 2004. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the Richland County Fair.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
The Richland Center's school's open house will be taking place tonight from 4 to 6. Here's Michael Hernan with more on that story.
All schools in the Richland Center School District will be open for an open house and back-to-school night. Here's Carrie Stoltz on the night.
So from 4 to 6, all the buildings will be open. The younger students are welcome to bring their school supplies to their room. All the teachers will be in there so they can meet their teacher, walk around the building. New students, especially if you're headed to a different school or new to the district, it's a great opportunity to get in the building, get familiar, and maybe just a pinch of that back to school, summer's really over, here we go sort of thing, for the kids and the teachers to meet the staff and see the buildings and just get an opportunity to be there. And
registration is available for new and open enrolled students.
If you know of someone who will be, you know, maybe moving to the district soon or is looking at the district, or, you know, is a recent arrival, and you can reach out to them and let them know we're accepting enrollments always and happy to help in any way we can get those kiddos in for the first day of school or as soon as possible.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
The deadline to enter the 43rd annual Little Britches Showmanship Contest is approaching. The show will be held at the Richland County Fair on Sunday, September 8th at 11 in the show barn. Little Britches is open to all youth with a minimum age of 3 up to a maximum age of 8 or second grade as of January 1st, 2024, who would not be eligible for regular 4-H membership. All animals shown in the Little Britches show must comply with the animal health requirements and identifications for its respective species listed in the Richland County Fair premium book located on the Richland County Fair website at fair.co.richland.wi.us. The animal must be born on or after March 1st and includes dairy and livestock animals such as dairy calf, goat, lamb, rabbits, and poultry. All animals must be in a lead line. Animals being brought onto the fairgrounds on Sunday, September 8th must have a vet check-in sheet, which cannot be obtained from the Richland County Fair Office or the Richland County Extension Office. Animals brought in on Sunday will be vet checked. A copy of the requirements may also be obtained from the Richland County Extension's Office. The deadline to sign up for the Richland County Little Britches Show is tomorrow. For more information, call the Extension Richland County Office at 608-647-6148. WRCO News time is 12:27. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer. The warm weather won't last forever, and neither will these special offers at Simpson's Tractor. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop. You can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you are and when your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center through September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts may vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Wherever you are in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
And there's one more piece of information to pass along. Today's winners of $50 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Phil Wallace of Sextonville on ticket number 2821 and Dave Fogo of Richland Center on ticket number 3830. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Shirley A. Anderson, age 94 of Green Lake, died peacefully Friday at her home. Gravesite services will be held tomorrow at 2 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Shirley Anderson is survived by her children, Charles Anderson, Kevin Anderson, and Timmy Anderson. 4 grandchildren, sisters, Bertha King and Judy Shireman, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Shirley A. Anderson, age 94, of Green Lake. Judith Farabee, 87, of Richland Center, died August 17th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 3 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held in the Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 1 until the time of service at 3. Judy Farabee is survived by 2 daughters, Deanna Daly of Richland Center, and Diana Austin of Sun Prairie. 5 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, brother-in-law, Doug Weege of Madison, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Judith Farabee, 87, of Richland Center. Larry D. Davidson, age 52 of Boscobel, died Sunday at his home. Private family funeral services will be held tomorrow at the Boscobel Cemetery in Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Larry D. Davidson, age 52 of Boscobel. Sherry Blackwell, 83 of Grand Junction, Colorado, died in Colorado. A memorial gathering for Sherry and her late husband, Terry, will be held Saturday from 10 to 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A time of sharing will be held at 11:30. Sherry Blackwell is survived by her son, Scott and Elizabeth Blackwell, 3 granddaughters, many other relatives and friends. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center, died April 11th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until 10:30. Diane Goebel is survived by 2 sons, Brian and Susan Goebel of Bear Valley, and David and Cassie Goebel of Salt Lake City, Utah. 8 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, 2 brothers, James and Monica Deaver of Richland Center, and Gary and Kenda Deaver of Richland Center. Best friend, Jane and Clark Morrissey. Many cousins, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua, died August 22nd at Lakeshore Assisted Living in Minocqua. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Fancy Creek Cemetery. A live stream of the service may be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 2 until the time of service at 2:30. Betty Turnip Seed is survived by many nieces and nephews. Betty L. Turnip Seed, 95 of Minocqua. Joseph Jopa Jedwin Palfrey, 35 of Richland Center, died Sunday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Memorial services will be held Wednesday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from noon until the time of service at 2. Joe Palfrey is survived by his parents, Joseph and Jackie Palfrey, brother Matthew Mortensen, sister Vanessa Palfrey, many aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Joseph Jopa Jedwin Palfrey, 35 of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Austin McAuliffe and Dylan Moen had a daughter, Layla Rose.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers a wide selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood at unbeatable prices. With most products featuring their perfected recipes, you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss their fresh take-and-bake pizzas. Conveniently located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, they also specialize in turning your venison into delicious treats. Visit Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main in Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today, Ben and Janice Roble, Steve and Cece Salutas, Jason and Casey Gerner, and Pat and Tiffany Jones. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we continue to be covered with a fairly thick layer of clouds here across much of Wisconsin. There's even been a couple of isolated showers just squirting into the western part of the state here. They were crossing Crawford, Vernon, and western Richland County as of late morning, but kind of falling apart. Much more rain is on the way, though, later tonight as a cold front sweeps in from the northern plains. This will likely produce some dangerous severe weather west of us late this afternoon and this evening across portions of Nebraska, Minnesota, and northwest Iowa. Thankfully, it should weaken a touch as it moves our way later tonight, but still, could see some pretty intense lightning, wind gusts to 30 miles an hour, and some downpours when some of these storms move in late tonight. That should all push away early tomorrow, and we'll be left with some pretty nice weather tomorrow afternoon through the holiday weekend. Temperatures will be a few degrees above normal initially, but then cooler Canadian air coming in by Sunday and Monday.
Here's the forecast for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy, a bit humid with highs in the upper 70s. A couple of isolated showers possible through the early afternoon with a southeast wind near 10. Tonight, muggy with showers and thunderstorms likely after midnight, low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, small chance of a shower early, then gradually decreasing clouds and turning less humid. High near 80 with a wind out of the west-northwest near 10. On Saturday, mostly sunny and balmy, low in the mid-50s, high up to 83. Sunday, sunny or partly cloudy and cooler, low 57 with a high of 73. For Labor Day, comfortable with plenty of sunshine, just have a light coat handy early on with a low of 47, high 73. On Tuesday, sunshine continues, low 49 degrees, high 77. Wednesday, mostly sunny and warmer, low 54 with a high near 82. Have yourself a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 72 degrees after a morning low of 64. Yesterday's high was 88, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1984 is 97 degrees, with a record low of 35 set back in 1965. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 62. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:42, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:23. Winds are out of the west at around 3 to 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.10. Our relative humidity is at 88%, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 72 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
With gene editing, the more you know, the better you feel about it. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Gene editing, not to be confused with genetic modification, is the process of trait development by making tweaks to existing genes. It's now used in both medicine and agriculture. And researchers from Arkansas, Florida, and Ohio recently learned how the public feels about it. Brandon McFadden is a professor at the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture and was one of the researchers doing the study. He says acceptance of the science had a lot to do with knowing more about it. But, says McFadden, that only works to a point.
For some people who are worried about the safety of these applications, really no amount of information will change their attitude. And so that's kind of worrisome. that we have a proportion of the public who is concerned about this, and that concern is fine. But it doesn't seem like evidence, whether it be scientific studies or whether it be time without negative events, will change their opinion. I urge the public, before they form a strong opinion, either way, whether they think it's safe or not, to do some research and some reading to understand a little bit more about the topic.
McFadden says GMOs were successful for farmers, but that wasn't communicated early on to consumers. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
The 2024 growing season, in one word, unique. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Team up with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist corn, advanced above ground pest protection, and winning yields. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist corn. And agronomists suggest the 2024 growing season has been very unique. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has more from the Farm Progress Show in Central Iowa.
Tony Lenz covers Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, and South Dakota for Stein Seed and says he's expecting a wide range of corn and soybean yields this fall.
We've got some areas that have drought, but then we have some really areas that got hit hard with moisture this spring and had late planting. So we're probably talking at one of the widest planting date swings. And when you do that, it really messes with maturity. It messes with pollination dates.
He tells Brownfield farmers also encountered insects they probably haven't seen in a while.
In my northern part, we saw soybean aphids again that actually were in large numbers. Western bean cutworm, some ear-feeding insects.
Near Boone, Iowa, Mark Dornkamp, Brownfield.
Expanding trade markets for corn and ethanol is a priority for the National Corn Growers Association. Brownfield's Brandon Peoples has more from the Farm Progress Show.
NCGA President Harold Woolley says passage of the Next Generation Fuels Act is needed,
which provides for even higher blends of ethanol in the nation's gas and allows engine manufacturers to design and market the types of engines that can use higher blends.
He says the group also wants more trade agreements that favor U.S. agriculture.
Free trade agreements work. We need more of them. But we are in a protectionist environment that does not serve the ag community well.
But Woolley says the U.S. needs to avoid unnecessary trade wars.
There's plenty of folks out there that need our corn and soybeans. We need to be able to provide it to them.
From Boone, Iowa, I'm Brandon Peoples for Brownfield.
The Illinois Society of Professional Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers says variable cash rental agreements are gaining in popularity. Luke Warrell is chair of the Farmland Values and Lease Trends Committee. He says the group's mid-year survey shows 35% of leases in the state are now variable cash agreements.
There are countless ways to construct them. The vast majority of flex leases have what's called a base rent, which is a guarantee that's paid regardless of price, yield, or any other factor. There's also some sort of bonus structure tied into actual farm production.
He tells Brownfield respondents say the agreements work well for both the farmer and the landowner. Worrell says the group expects the use of variable cash agreements to continue to grow. USDA says export demand for new crop corn and soybeans continues to improve as prices decline. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
The Supplemental Security Income Program provides monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/SSI to start to apply. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, safely drive that automobile. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Safely drive that automobile, eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aiders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aiders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
A quiet start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is still relatively quiet. Bids have surfaced at $182 to $184 live and $292 to $294 dressed. Asking prices are at $184 to $186 live in the South. Packer inquiry should continue to improve as the day progresses, but widespread business may hold out until sometime Friday. There was some scattered business reported on Wednesday at $184 to $185 live. That's $1 to $2 higher than last week's business and at $292 dressed, a dollar lower than the prior week. Neither are enough to establish an accurate price trend. Box beef was mixed at midday on light to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice up 94 cents at $308.23. Select is $1.09 lower at $296.54. At the winter livestock auction in Kansas, compared to the previous week, feeder steer and heifers were mostly higher. Steers 650 to 800 pounds were up $3. Steers more than 800 pounds were $5 higher. Heifers weighing more than 500 pounds were $3 higher. Feeder steers and heifers under 500 pounds were not well tested. The USDA says demand was moderate to good for a moderate supply. Medium and large one feeder steers averaging 777 pounds range from $239 to $257. Medium and large one feeder heifer 700 to 800 pounds were at $233 to $242. Cash hogs were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. It's been a lackluster week of business, and it looks like a lot of buyers have needed near-term numbers in hand ahead of this upcoming holiday weekend. The heat this week has likely contributed to the sluggish business as well. The USDA had pork export sales up sharply from last week's marketing year low and 59% greater than the average. The five-day rolling weighted average at the National Daily Direct is 80.35. It's 89.98 at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday. At Illinois, slaughter sale prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings at $53 to $65. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were weak at midday, down 33 cents at $94.95. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us. Operation Homefront, they've really been a blessing.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than one in four high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell Big Vape to quit lying.
soybeans and corn are higher, cattle are lower, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines, the highest performing corn, featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up as recent hot, dry weather in some areas has likely had at least some impact on yield potential. Old crop exports were a net cancellation this morning, but new crop sales were strong. So strong, in fact, that they were the second largest ever for this time of year. September beans are up 15 and a quarter at 973 and three quarters. November's 15 higher at 992. September bean meal's up $1.50 at 312.30. September bean oil's 109 higher at 42.89. Corn's up, monitoring late development weather and early harvest results. New crop export sales were bullish, with U.S. corn the most competitively priced on the market right now. September is up 5.5 at 370 and three quarters. December corn's up 4.5 at 395. And wheat steady to modestly higher. U.S. spring wheat yields are solid, but there are quality concerns in parts of the northern U.S. plains. Hot, dry weather is an issue ahead of winter wheat planting in parts of the plains and Midwest. September Chicago's up 5.25 at 519.5. September Kansas City is down a half at 544.25. September Minneapolis wheat's up 6.5 at 561. Live and feeder cattle are down, waiting for this week's direct business to really get going. Light trade yesterday and today, not enough to establish much of a trend. Most active October lives down 92 at 177.70. October feeders are $1.57 lower at 237. And hogs are mixed, watching demand ahead of the holiday weekend. October leans up 30 at 81.97. December's 42 cents higher at 72.35. Crude oil's up. You can follow us on X at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
More consumers are turning to beef. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Shailene McNeil, a registered dietitian and executive director of nutrition research at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says more and more consumers are choosing beef at the grocery store.
There's been so much research that's come out, a lot of that stimulated by the beef checkoff, to consistently show that if you want to eat beef, beef can be your protein of choice in pretty much any healthy dietary pattern you pick. So you can include beef even daily in your heart healthy diet and improve your cholesterol levels, for example. You can include beef as part of your diet to balance your blood sugars if you're worried about diabetes. We've got lots of good research in that area. That research is getting out to consumers, and I think we're starting to see that most consumers actually agree that beef is a nutritious food. They see beef as a healthy food. Now, we're still competing with chicken for who's considered healthier by consumers, but we're making progress in that area. And that's in large part due to the investments the checkoff has made in nutritional research to provide that evidence. And then we take that evidence and educate doctors and dietitians about it, and the word gets out and we see consumers being more open-minded about it.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. And for more than 100 years, American Humane has been protecting animals in times of crisis. And if you're like me, your pet means the world to you, and you want to keep them safe if disaster strikes. American Humane's first responders are always prepared to rescue animals in danger, but you can also help. To learn more about disaster planning and keeping your animals safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems.
Thank you.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation,